Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton talking to U.S. Senate candidate John Ossoff here today. I understand your wife, Alicia, has tested positive for COVID-19. You yourself have received a negative result. Can you tell us about the testing process and how you think it can be made better?
Thank you so much for asking about Alicia. She is recovering well. You know, she's an OBGYN doctor. She works mostly at Grady Hospital, and all these frontline healthcare workers put themselves at risk to keep us healthy. I'm proud of her. I'm glad that she's feeling better. My heart goes out to everyone who is suffering or struggling or has family members who have been sick. You know, this just speaks to the need to have elected officials who listen to medical experts and scientists and implement public health advice to keep us all healthy. And this also speaks to the need to protect coverage and expand coverage for folks with pre-existing conditions, expand Medicaid, and crack down on price gouging for prescription drugs and health insurance. The drug companies, the insurance companies have purchased all of this political power in Washington, and it's the people who have to pay an arm and a leg for health care who suffer.
Talking to John Ossoff, you said in a news conference that you held that it was the three-year anniversary of your opponent voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Let's talk about his record on health care, and what would you do differently?
Yeah, look, National Republicans are still obsessed with repealing Obamacare. It was 3 years ago that my opponent, David Perdue, presided over the vote to try to repeal Obamacare. If he had succeeded, that would have thrown tens of millions of Americans off their health insurance, and it would have increased premiums by 20%. And they do this because they are in the pocket of the health insurance industry. The health insurance industry wants to charge us as much as they can. They want to deny coverage to people who are already sick. They want to be able to rip people off who have asthma, diabetes, hypertension. And we have these politicians in Washington who take so much money from the insurance industry and from the drug companies that they vote in the interests of those industries instead of voting in the interests of public health.
Of course, we lost longtime representative, longtime civil rights warrior, Congressman John Lewis this week. You started to work with him when you were a teenager. Yeah. So what lessons did you learn from him, and what will you take with you to the U.S. Senate if you win?
Yeah, I cherish and honor Congressman Lewis' memory. He played a huge role in my life. You know, I was just 16 years old when I wrote him a letter asking if I could come and work for him. And he took me under his wing and he guided me for 17 years. And I still feel his presence very strongly, and the whole country feels his presence. This was a man whose principles were nonviolence, were love of our fellow human being, compassion, respect, peace, healing. We need healing so badly in this country right now. The level of hatred and division is totally unacceptable. And so what I humbly will seek to do is to, in my small way, carry that torch and keep the legacy of Congressman Lewis alive and help keep building a country that would make him proud and that will allow us to all flourish.
Okay, we're continuing to see protests around the nation demanding criminal justice reform and civil rights. What do you think needs to be done, and what would you do if elected?
Well, first and foremost, we need a new Civil Rights Act, and we need a new Voting Rights Act. And in the U.S. Senate, I will champion a new Civil Rights Act and a new Voting Rights Act to secure equal justice under the law for all and to protect the precious right to vote for all, first and foremost. And you're right that there is so much division in this country right now, and that's why we need to heal. And look, most people are good people and want the same things out of life. Most people recognize that there's a huge problem with racism in the criminal justice system. Most people recognize there's a huge problem with classism in the criminal justice system. Defendants with money get the best lawyers. They go to the low security facilities. And people who don't have significant wealth are, you know, have their lives ruined and get trapped in the system. So we need to reform that system, and I believe we can bring people together in the name of justice.
An independent investigation has uncovered an ad, a political ad from your opponent, U.S. Senator David Perdue, that apparently shows an image photoshopped of you that appears to make your nose larger. Many have called it anti-Semitic. First and foremost, what are your general thoughts about that ad, and what do you think about anti-Semitism, period?
This was so foolish of Senator Perdue, and it was foolish in several ways. First of all, stooping to anti-Semitic stereotypes like that at a moment when the country is already so divided, when people need leadership that brings people together, is just wrong. It's bad leadership. It's unacceptable. Also foolish because he looks terrible. This is a sitting United States senator, and he's doctoring photos of my face to play to anti-Semitic stereotypes. What does that say about him at a time when his own constituents are suffering? Honestly, I'm more offended by the way he has handled himself during this pandemic than I am by whatever games he's playing with Photoshop on the internet. Senator David Perdue was too busy buying vaccine stock, buying stock in a manufacturer of medical equipment in January or February to warn us about the real threat posed by this coronavirus. He and Donald Trump denied and denied and delayed and denied. And now so many have lost their lives. So many have gotten so sick. So many have lost jobs and income. And it didn't have to be this way. You know, look at what Canada has done. On Friday, there were 530 new cases in Canada. On that same day in America, there were 74,000. This is about competence. This is about having people who know what they're doing and who will listen to and apply expertise from scientists and doctors. That's what we need.
Been talking to candidate for U.S. Senate, John Ossoff. Thank you.
Sir, take care.